have not had much of a quick passing game and a limited intermediate passing game. So I think you'll see some changes to the approach for throwing the football. I think you'll see new formations, maybe some new personnel groupings, just to break tendencies and keep A&M guessing a little bit on what may be coming next. I think you can see a change in tempo at times. I don't think this is a game where South Carolina wants to extend it and make it a shootout by any means, but I do think you can see them mix the tempo up, go fast on one drive, maybe really try to slow it down on the next if they're having success running the ball and try to keep their offense on the field and keep A&M's explosive players and explosive offense in general on the sidelines as much as they can. There's only so much he can do when he's running someone else's scheme. It's not like they could put in a new scheme in 2 weeks and completely change everything they do. So they're still running the same scheme, but, they could put in some new plays here and there and some new wrinkles and, try to use one play to set up another play to set up another play, which is another thing we really didn't see much of from Mike Shula. It just felt like a hodgepodge of play calls, but you never felt like they were setting something up other than play action. They obviously wanted to run it, have success, and then go to play action. That was sort of his forte that never came to fruition because they couldn't really run the ball.
What can he do enough in these final three games to become a very serious candidate for the full-time position of offensive coordinator?
I think it's possible. I think he's getting his chance. I think this is his audition. I don't know that he's necessarily the leading candidate because there is so much riding on this hire for Shane Beamer. It's probably the hire that's going to determine whether he remains the head coach of South Carolina for the foreseeable future or if, next year is potentially his last year in Columbia. So there's so much riding on it that, I think Furry would really have to just, be extremely competent and do a lot of great things these next three games for Beamer to be comfortable enough to turn it over to him. But I can't rule it out, and I know Mike Furry would love nothing more than to get the opportunity to be that guy. But it's going to have to be a scenario where things go so well these next three games that it's a no-brainer, and Beamer feels like, it's the best move, not only for the team, but for his future, Beamer's future. And then the other dynamic to that is, Furry coaches a wide receiver, so he would need to go out and hire an excellent quarterbacks coach, which could be another factor in determining whether Lenore Sellers stays at South Carolina or not. So it'd be a different equation if they hired Furry versus another coordinator who typically coaches quarterbacks, although Brad Glenn from Cincinnati is another guy we've heard as a possibility, and he coaches wide receivers at Cincinnati but has coached quarterbacks in the past, so could be a similar scenario or maybe not. We'll just have to see, who ends up being the guy.
Is there a possibility, too, that Furry might be auditioning for other offensive coordinators' jobs? Like he could show some success here, maybe not get the job, but would be attractive to some other people?
Very possible. He has done a heck of a job as a recruiter and is someone the players really like. He pushes the players, but he does it in the right way. And, they love playing for him and he's the kind of guy they want to go out there and give their best for him because of how much he puts into coaching them. He really has a passion for it. If he does do a good job these next three games but doesn't get the South Carolina job, it's possible it could lead to interest from other programs. He's going to be in the spotlight, so to speak, these next three games. His name's going to be mentioned a lot more than it ever has before at this level. And so, that is a possibility.
Text message wants to know about Clayton White and his future at South Carolina. And I think he means either head coaching jobs or there might be some – there's a lot of turnover out there. And I'm only guessing here because I can't speak for the texture. But in my mind, The only way Clayton White leaves, you know, there'll be a lot of big hires, maybe some friends he's coached with in the past gets a head coaching job, or he gets a head coaching job. Would he take a lateral move as a defensive coordinator if it was with, like, one of his maybe, you know, guys he worked with in the past maybe?
I mean, I can't rule it out, but I think he's had those kind of opportunities already.
Yeah.
I think he wants his next step to be as a head coach. And I think he wants it to be a scenario where he believes he can succeed in. You know, I'm not saying he's in a position to just pick or choose where he wants to go and is waiting on Ohio State to open up because they're going to hire him. But I think he wants it to be a place that makes sense geographically, a place that fits where he's recruited before, a place that fits his recruiting style and the type of defense he wants to run. And, you know, he doesn't want to just jump at the very first opportunity to be a head coach. He wants it to be a situation where he feels like he can have success and one where his family can be happy and, you know, he can be happy individually. So I don't think he's necessarily looking to leave, but just like most good coordinators out there, especially ones who, you know, are not old, so to speak, I put that in quotes, you know, he would love an opportunity to be a head coach and show what he's capable of. So I think it just depends on his opportunities and, you know, who comes calling. But I think he's done a really good job this year under tough circumstances. You know, we've talked endlessly about the number of personnel South Carolina lost off of last year's team, the leadership, the production. They lost a ton off of last year's defense. And he has still found a way to field a defense that has been good enough to win with this year. They haven't been good enough to win for you like they were last year, but they've been good enough to win with. And you know, he has to be frustrated with the way the offense has played this year, with the job he and his defensive coaches have done on that side of the ball to get them to the point where they could have won more games than they have. But the offense has just been so poor that they haven't been able to get it done.
All right, tell me about the game this week, previewing A&M, your review A&M. When we talk next week, we'll talk a little Coastal coming to Columbia with two back-to-back home games then. But talk to me about what's going on at thebigspur.com, how fans can subscribe.
Yeah, it's still a really busy time on the site, a lot of content. We've got a VIP room on the site from last night with some really good recruiting information, including info on a five-star player South Carolina's trying to flip. You know, we're going to have a lot of coverage leading up to the game this weekend, and just like always, full coverage before, during, and after the game on Saturday. And like you said, you know, Coastal and Clemson the 2 weeks following. So things will continue to be busy on the site, and we'll have a lot of great content for anyone out there looking to join. Just go to thebigspur.com and become a premium member today.
Love it. Let's review this one, preview the Chanticleers when we visit next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, Vicky. Right.
Thank you, Tony. Tony Morrell of thebigspur.com. Carolina Flooring Specialist, your garage floor can look amazing. Ours does. The only thing now is I opened up the doors yesterday and some leaves blew in, so I got to get the leaves out, man. When the leaves get in there, and there's about 50 leaves in there, I didn't show off my floor, man. So I got to get those out of there. I'll do that probably tomorrow because I don't want to open the garage doors up anymore now. Our garage floor looks amazing. Yours can, too. Get in touch with them. Love to help you out. It's Carolina Flooring Specialist. Call them today, 404-8158, 404-8158. They're doing a tremendous job for you. So great friends over at Carolina Flooring Specialists. It's a no-obligation phone call. You can absolutely love it. Easy. You don't pay them a dime until they're done. You don't lift a finger. They move everything out, move everything back in, and a two-day process for you at CarolinaFlooringSpecialist.com. I need to check. A good friend of mine texted me. They were coming to here a couple weeks ago. Hadn't heard from him, so I'll check and see how it went here and let you know. All right, open phone lines for the rest of the show. There is a new trend in college football. I'll tell you about what that is right after this.
William Nichols from Scores Jewelers. You know, I'm very fortunate to work in an industry that's almost entirely focused on celebrating life's good times and milestones. Like the anniversary highlighting 5, 10, 15 years or more spent with your best friend, birthdays and Christmases, and maybe the biggest day of all, the marriage of two people. Her engagement ring is more than just a diamond and a piece of gold. On the day it's given as a gift, it becomes a meaningful symbol marking the start of your new life together. In a few years, you won't remember the price tag on her engagement ring, but you will remember that look on her face when you open the box. That moment of sheer joy and excitement that says so many things to her that you could never express in words. This is the true value of a ring. The reason these things are handed down from one generation to the next. She's the one. Show her with the ring from Scores Jewelers. We'll help you find or make the perfect ring that says everything you want to say the moment you open the box for her. I'm William Nichols of Scores Jewelers in Anderson, and online at scoresdiamondjewelers.com, and I want to be your jeweler.
Hey Clemson fans, so much to do and see in downtown Seneca, just a few minutes up the road. Check out our Facebook at Seneca SC Events. Check out the Magical Musical Holiday Light Show. The lights go on Friday before Thanksgiving. Bring the whole family, it's absolutely free. And the Seneca Christmas Parade is December 1st. Race for the Green is March 14th. Follow us on Facebook to keep up with everything happening in downtown Seneca.
Lots of mistletoe, lots of snow and ice.
Looking for the right solid surface flooring for your home? Do you have a few questions about the best options for you? No worries. That's where Greer Flooring Center Consultants can help. Our team of local professionals can show you hardwood, luxury vinyl, tile, and engineered wood flooring, and answer your questions to customize the perfect space. Remember, you'll always find knowledgeable, experienced staff member and the right prices at Greer Flooring Center. Now, our new state-of-the-art showroom is at 5606 Calhoun Memorial Highway in Easley.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donuts in Anderson and Spartanburg. We're open 7 days a week. Pick up some delicious donuts and a cup of coffee. We'll help you raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Spartanburg and Anderson Krispy Kremes.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their four campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
It's the ideal time of year to visit ACD Sports on 123 in Easley. ACD has a great selection of Clemson items for all ages in their Clemson fan shop, plus spirit wear for Pickens County Schools. ACD does team uniforms, company caps and polos, embroidery and screen printing, and can set your team, business, or group up with a free online store with items using your logo. Find out why you should have ACD Sports on your team. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 5. ACD Sports, Highway 123 Easley, next to Chick-fil-A.
As a business in the greater Clemson area, you have many ways to get involved with other businesses and the community. Stay up to date with the Clemson Area Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber offers you many opportunities to get connected with the community through networking events, business advocacy, and educational endeavors. Make sure you visit the Chamber website at clemsonareachamber.org for news about upcoming events and information on how to become a member. Let's build a better future together. ClemsonAreaChamber.org.
Cigars, cigars, cigars. Tobacco Plus in Greer is home to South Carolina's largest humidor, featuring the finest selection of premium hand-rolled cigars in the state, and at the very best prices, too. Hand-select a smooth, delicious Monte Cristo, Rocky Patel or Cohiba, and relax on your golf outing. Swing by Tobacco Plus in Greer, South Carolina's number one cigar store, located at Exit 60 off Interstate 85. Also serving Georgia and North Carolina with nationwide shipping.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show. Experience and a name you can trust. Or whatever else those news anchor promos use. On 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar, where every day is game day.
This morning, I'm getting an email from Harbin Lumber later today, and it will detail the changes that we're going to make in the kitchen. And I think we're going to add a pantry. I think we're going with a whole new unit for the oven and stove. And I think we're going to add some cabinetry. And so I can't wait for what that's going to look like. And also, he's going to send me some estimates because we might take our deck off and add a patio instead. So there's little things that we're looking at right now as far as our what we could be doing. So I knew the one number to call. I called Harbin Lumber. I called Wes and Randy and the good folks, and they're taking care of me. And so I get a great email from Harbin Lumber. The installed services, our cabinets are amazing. Our countertops are amazing. We love it. To great friends at Harbin Lumber, harbinlumber.com, Harbin Lumber. Remember the number, 353-5053. If you're upset building a remodel handyman, you know it. It's harbinlumber.com. All right, I've got a trend in college football I'll talk about later. I've got 30 minutes of phone calls and text messages. Chad's in Columbia. Good morning, Chad. How you doing this morning?
Good, Mick. Hey, I'm going to preface this by saying what I'm going to talk about today I know less about than any topic in FM dial history, okay?
All right.
I'm the weakest 6'1", 220-pound person on this radio station, right? I know nothing about strength and conditioning. With that said, man, I cannot believe we're promoting with them for strength and conditioning. And let me just preface it why I'm saying that. Like, I don't remember the last time we, like, physically dominated an opponent, okay? I think the strength and conditioning coach spends as much time with anybody or with the players as anybody on staff. I think it's probably.
Did I lose
it? Mick, if Batson's been dealing with health issues, okay, that to me that would mean Coach Love has been the one doing a lot of the heavy lifting, right? No pun intended.
Yeah.
And Mick, I just can't believe it. And you know, like I think I'll use a couple of examples. When a golf course gets a new superintendent, you know, there's a new like sense of urgency on the staff and everything. A lot of times the course gets a little bit better, quicker, right? Because just like when you buy a new house, like your yard is going to look the best it's ever looked the first two or three years. And then you kind of get used to it and you don't take it as serious. You know, when I was at Citadel, like you get a new squad sergeant, and even if your old one was like the hardest dude on the earth, like your new one had new expectations. Your body wasn't used to it. Your mind wasn't used to it. You get used to things. And I think we're used to Batson. We're used to, you know, because he's been there three decades. And I just can I really, really, really wanted a new hire in strength and conditioning, bring in a new face, a new method. And I'm just super disappointed. I want to get your thoughts. And this is the last thing I'll say.
Let me address it now, because I want to get your reaction to what I'm going to tell you. All right.
Yeah. Let me say one more thing, and then you can say.
But hang on, because I don't want you to hang up. All right.
I will. Mick, I could understand promoting within if what we were doing was, like, unbelievably elite, right? Like, if we're just no questions asked, we're dominating people on the lines of scrimmage, everything, we're faster, bigger, stronger than everybody, but we're not in any aspect in those three things. So I just cannot believe we're promoting within. So I'll get your call.
I made one phone call last week, and it was about something else. It was about my own personal stuff. And we were I was talking to a former NFL and college support staff guy. And we were talking about the and by the way, he has issues with some things Dabo does. And he was saying, man, I don't know why we do this. I don't know why this guy's hired. I don't know why that guy's hired. I don't like this at all. But he did tell me this. He goes, the two things I feel good about in Clemson football. He goes, I feel good about Graham Neff and where we're headed with him because he's elite and we love that. He goes, the other thing I feel good about is Dennis Love. And I said, why? You know, he goes, I know people in the NFL, and I said, I know this for a fact. And Dabo mentioned this yesterday, I think. But he turned down the Minnesota Vikings to be their head strength and conditioning guy, the Vikings. He said what he did, what people say about him at Purdue, what people say about him at Auburn, and it was first time around here what those Olympic coaches said was that he said that he had a chance. The Minnesota Vikings interviewed him and offered him their head job. But he says, I knew he thought he was getting the deal here. So this is coming from someone who's worked with him in the past and knows him, and this who worked very closely with all those guys in the past. He goes, I feel very good about that. So but here's my point. Like, Daquan Bowers might be the greatest defensive end coach in the country. And DeAndre Banana might be the greatest safety coach in the country. But you can't make those hires now because of the sins of Mickey Khan. That's like, right. If they fire Mickey Khan, like, we because Clemson fans are so fed up with Mickey Khan, and you can't go get DeAndre McDaniel now. Like, he's paying for that sin. Like, I don't think that Dennis Love, what, like, I trust my buddy. And so, what if he is the best guy? You can't say, I don't want to do it just because. Like, what if he's the most qualified guy?
Yeah. Am I crazy for – and that, once again, I know nothing about strength and conditioning, okay? So it's hilarious that I'm talking about it. But I would almost argue, Meg, that if I was a head coach, if I was Dabo Swinney, I would literally want a new strength and conditioning coach every single year. Because players get used to it, they get comfortable, and I want to throw their bodies in complete uncomfort the next year.
Yeah, but what if, Chad?
Stress them again.
What if so that means eventually you're going to have, like, a totally elite guy. And so you're saying, I want to get rid of the elite guy, and I'm going to take a chance on somebody else who's going to be worse.
Yeah, that's probably crazy to say. But
like,
I guess
so. What if you said this about head coaches? Like, I don't want my head coach. So, like, we hired Nick Saban. Like, okay, we got Mike Shula. We didn't like him. We fired him. Now we hire Saban. Every single year, I'm going to fire. So I'm going to fire Saban to hire the Jones guy. Who's at Arkansas State now? I'm going crazy. Like, my point is, like, eventually, when you got somebody elite and really good, then
yeah, you got to keep them.
Right, right. So let's do this. Let's do, like, how do we know? First of all, Batson, my cousin, who lives close to UO, by the way, sells equipment to NFL and college teams, and he says, "Man, I know every strength and conditioning coordinator in NFL." And by the way, I hadn't asked about Dennis Love. I need to. Because I know every strength and conditioning coach, not everyone in the country, but I know 90% of them in the country. And he goes, I'm telling you, man, Joey Batson is thought of as good of a strength and conditioning guy as there is in America. Now what, when Joey Batson became an elite strength and conditioning guy, it's like when you go recruit a Christian Wilkins and a Dexter Lawrence and a Cleveland Farrell, you go, oh, man, y'all are really good on line of scrimmage. Man, you're a conditioning guy. He must be really, really good. I remember when Joey Batson, when we had dogs out there, and the next year we were pretty good. I remember telling him I had Vic Beasley one time, and I remember telling him, man, like, well, you became, like, smarter. So it's easy. Look, I know you want to point fingers and blame, and I know we all want to do that, but you got to shoot them in the right direction sometimes too.
So I understand. Yeah, okay. It makes me feel better. You're confident with Love. It's just, you know, you got to understand where I'm coming from. Like,
sure, I get it. But my thing is this. You're making that statement without any idea who Dennis Love is. And the one guy, I am too. Look, I've never met Dennis Love in my life. But a guy that worked side by side throughout in the NFL and in college football and worked with some of the best said, man, that's one of the two guys I'm going to hang my hat on now. And he puts him in the same category as Graham Neff. I'm like, yeah, that's good enough for me.
Feel better.
Okay. Yeah, and I'm not trying to make you feel better. All right, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. That's not my job to make you feel better. Like, if it's somebody who I knew was a terrible hire and a bad hire, I wish they let me go over there and fire some people in the athletic department. Because I'd love to go over there and tell a couple people, hey, man, here's your pink slip. Because I had experience with him and know this kind of thing. But here's the thing. I don't know Dennis Love. It's not my job to tell you Dennis Love is great. It is my job to tell you what people who have worked with him to say. And when I got that, when I was on the phone call, I made the phone call. And I got that information. I'm like, huh, interesting. Because here's someone who said, I don't like this guy in over there. I don't think this guy needs to be, I think we need to fire this guy, this guy, this guy. He goes, but Dennis Love is your guy. It's like, oh, that's interesting, huh? Very interesting. Let me get Roger in the Electric City of Anderson. Good morning, Roger. Where you been, man? Where you been?
I've been listening to you, Mickey.
All right.
Boys, winter is here, and boys, it's here. I tell you what.
But it's gone tomorrow, so we got a fake winter.
No, I'm good with it. I like it. Give me some chill. But I hope I didn't use all my ammo with your call screener. We got into a discussion about Sellers going pro, and he made a very good comparison. I didn't think of it. The guy the Colts drafted, Anthony Richardson out of Florida.
Oh, yeah.
Sellers is more polished than him, and I wouldn't even entertain the thought of going pro.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
Oh, no, the NFL. See, here's so many NFL guys, we see it all the time, where guys aren't productive in college, but so many NFL guys go, well, we see the tools, and we know we can develop him. Like, you do?
Oh, boy.
You know, because you're smarter than everybody. Oh, yeah.
Look at the list of number one and first-round picks that flop.
Yes.
Because they're told by some agent that they have the tools and that they're ready, and they're not. And I told your guy that took the call, if I was Arch Manning and I had any – and there was a chance, and there's going to be a chance that he gets drafted by the Jets if he goes first, there's no way I would go to that dysfunctional franchise.
Yeah.
And it's not just them. There's several NFL teams that are just not well run that will destroy you as a quarterback because they don't have the personnel, the coach, the coordinator that will get the most out of you or motivate you to be better.
Well, so often you see this. So often you see,
and these are pros.
Well, see, Patrick Mahomes ruins it because if you don't draft like everybody, this is the next Patrick Mahomes, and oh, look at his athleticism. Look at he throws some different arm angles, and look he does this, and we can develop that. I'm like, well, I don't know, bud. I don't know, but there's for every Mahomes, there's a bunch of Richardsons that are out there.
Yes, a bunch.
Yeah.
And there's a lot.
The outlier is Mahomes, by the way. The outlier is not the bust in Richardson. Yeah, the outlier is in Mahomes. But
maybe
what if you pass
Wisconsin?
Remember this, like when the Portland Trailblazers drafted Sam Bowie instead of Michael Jordan, and they heard about it forever. So if you pass all those teams that passed on Patrick Mahomes, they go back and draft the EJ Manuels and the Sam Ponder. I mean, the Christian Ponders of the world, and all these guys thinking, "Oh, well, these guys are the next one." Like, no, what if they're not the next one? You know, because if you pass on them, then you look
stupid. Jackson fell. Look how far Lamar Jackson fell.
Yeah.
They don't know quarterbacks. Some do that. I'm making a general statement, but some teams just don't know how to evaluate.
Well, I would say this though, that it's not the fact that, because I don't know anybody who's got it right every single time. So the fact is that it's not easy to do because the single biggest thing in the NFL, we talk about arm strength and windows and getting guys catch radiuses. And all. It still comes down to how fast you can process. And I still don't know if because there's guys who can't do it in college who do it in the NFL, and guys who do it in college can't do it in the NFL. Like, there's no way to tell how you're going to process how fast that information comes to you.
And it's faster in the NFL. It's a whole different game.
Right. You just speed everything up. And so there's no Wonderlic test. There's no combine number. There's no 40-yard dash. There's nothing you can do to say, well, this guy's going to be able to process that information and then do it. So,
yeah. Can I say one more thing bolt out of here?
Sure.
I see only one good reason to play a college game on a Friday night. And that is, there is absolutely no chance, or probably zero chance, that there will be a college game day show on. Mickey, I'm telling you what. Mickey, I'm going to tell you what. I know I'm a grumpy old man. I'll be 58 in a few months. I'm a grumpy old man. Full disclosure. But these shows, I can't even watch them anymore. And it's not because I'm old, just that. It's that I have kids. They're all in their 20s. One is about to be 19. The other's in their 20s. They think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The juvenile behavior on these shows, who do they think this is catering to? And I know everybody says, well, he's being prudish. He doesn't want to have fun. No, there's a way to have fun without being complete idiots.
I'll tell you this, Roger.
You mentioned earlier Todd McShay with his podcast. Well, they go and find McAfee. Now, McAfee makes more money blinking his eyes once a day than I do in a week. So I understand he's successful, but now you've got Fox, and I don't watch it, but I've seen the clips on Twitter with this Dave Portnoy. Dave Portnoy is a client. He's a clown.
Yeah.
He goes on there. He goes on there, and he trolls Urban Meyer. He trolls Ohio State. I see the clips every week. I don't know why I torture myself and watch them, but I can't. I mean, I'm just watching this. I'm saying, who are they catering to? Who do they thinks that this is funny or entertaining? And Nick Saban's putting up with it. He's gritting his teeth, but he's cashing his checks.
Here's my problem
right along with it.
And Saban, of course, Corso did it, and Saban does it, McAfee does it. Can I not let my 6-year-old watch game day with me without hearing vulgar terms on television now?
The language, the general behavior, to see adults act like that. They're throwing food around. It's a slap and tickle show. It's like, sometimes I'll see Sometimes I'll see clips. Sometimes, you know how YouTube works, Mick. Yeah. You show an interest in a clip and you'll get hundreds of likes.
Yeah.
I'll see clips from the 80s and 90s of pregame shows and games. It's like, why? What happened to us? What happened?
100%.
Who do they think thinks this is funny except for the crowd that's there? McAfee is nothing more than a 40-year-old frat boy waiting on his keg to show up.
100%. 100%. Roger, you're a genius.
I can't take it, man.
You're a genius. Hey, man, got to run.
I can't take it.
Appreciate the phone call. You're a genius, Roger. Short break. Final segment after this.
The Tigers are back in action as they wrap up ACC play at Louisville on Friday. And we've got you covered right here on The Roar starting at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, live in studio with the Ingles Tiger pregame show. Then Faxon Childress and his crew will have the Tiger tailgate show. Don, Tim, and Reg will have the call of the game live from Louisville, Kentucky. And then Donnell Clark and I will be back in studio to recap all the action on the fifth quarter show. If it's Clemson football, you know where to find it. The flagship station for Clemson athletics. We are The Roar, where every day is game day.
Everyone knows that Low Country Male is the best place to go for low testosterone and ED treatments. Did you know they also offer NAD, BPC, peptides, and GLP-1 programs? The best thing about Low Country Male is it's a one-stop shop to get your testosterone up. Our concierge plans start at just $220 a month and include testosterone, lab work, physicals, unlimited doctor visits, and much, much more. We've been making men men again since 2016. 8 locations in South Carolina and Savannah. LowCountryMail.com.
Cozy season is here. Fill your home with warm, inviting fragrances, candles, laundry soap, and multi-surface kitchen cleaners from Buff City Soap. They're plant-based and handmade daily with no harsh chemicals. Bring the warmth of fall into your home with Buff City Soap with seasonal scents like pumpkin spice, cider by the fire, and Friday night lights. Shop Buff City Soap Hartwell Village Shopping Center in Clemson and the Shops at Green Ridge in Greenville. And don't forget to follow Buff City Soap on Facebook for this week's updates and specials.
I'm a Tiger fan.
I'm a GameCop fan.
Could you imagine living in a house like this?
Making choices is hard, but choosing the right countertop doesn't have to be. Star Granite Interiors has been in business for over 50 years. We use the latest in
technology.
No matter how you say it, we use the best equipment to ensure a quality experience, not to mention our customer service is second to none.
Call our dad for a free quote.
Call Jeremy Revis at 864-304-4249.
It's bow time. Two Bojangles steak biscuits for $5 means two times the tender, two times the flavor, two times the country fried, change your life, need another bite goodness you crave. Order yours today.
It's bow time.
Clemson Tigers know pride. We feel it under the lights when our players charge down the hill and every note of Tiger Rag. On Solid Orange Fridays and in the tracks of our Tiger Paws. The Clemson Jackpot is one more way to keep that pride alive. Every $5 scratch-off funds education, helping future Tigers carry on our traditions. And now it's easier to play by paying with a debit card at participating retailers. The South Carolina Education Lottery, supporting Tigers, students, and you. See the Players Club app or seeducationlottery.com for game odds and more information.
There's a reason Elite Custom Golf Carts has quickly become the upstate's top golf cart dealer. With the best prices and largest selection, we make your buying experience easy. Our amazing staff can help guide you in the process. Also offering free delivery to over 10 states and flat rate delivery to many more. Now the upstate's largest authorized Evolution and Denago EV dealer. The fastest growing golf cart brands in the industry. Visit EliteCustomGolfCarts.com for more information. And go Tigers!
Accidents happen. If you've been injured in a car, motorcycle, or boating accident, you need to seek legal help as soon as possible. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, can evaluate your case to help you get the full compensation you deserve. The call and the consultation are completely free. Don't wait. Call today. 864-654-3680. Nick Lavery, Clemson's local attorney, here for you.
You ask QC Kinetics for more pain treatment options, more affordable relief. You've asked for more flexibility, and they've listened. So starting now, your joint pain is a scale of 5 or is it a 10? Maybe you're a weekend warrior, a pickleball, or a golfer, or a runner, and you just need to get that joint pain. You've had it for years. Maybe you're facing surgery. However, they've got all kinds of new treatments as well. So flexible regenerative treatments now, scalable options for you. If you have minor issues, they're there to help you. Major issues, they're there to help you. You're going to love QC Kinetics. They're going to meet you wherever you are right now with the telemedicine The consultation there, it's all easy. Don't go underneath the knife. Don't do more drugs. Get it done and get it done right. QC Kinetics is helping more people than ever with flexible options with regenerative cell therapy. Do this. Call them 864-766-8454. 864-766-8454. If you need help, you need it now. 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville.
When reliability matters, trust American Door Masters to keep your business running smoothly. Is your garage door opener broken? We specialize in diagnosing and fixing issues quickly and professionally, all at a great price. From broken springs to complete installations, our expert team has the upstate of South Carolina covered. Don't let a faulty door disrupt your operations. Call today 864-990-3075. American Door Masters for all your garage door needs and experience top-notch service.
Takes are hot, and the coffee's even hotter.
Hot coffee?
The Mickey Flyler Show is live on the Roar, part of the ESPN family.
I want to love you now. Yeah, I want to love you.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, saving people money on their taxes. How are they doing it? Well, they're doing it with the unbelievable tax planning. They understand the new tax code. The big, beautiful bill has things in it like you add a company-wide wellness program, and you can save over $100 a month per employee or $100 a month per employee per month. And the employee takes home more take-home pay. So Russell's meeting with companies out there right now, small businesses and large businesses, and saving them tons and tons of money on their payroll stuff, payroll taxes. And this is a great, great plan. And so worry about that. Get in touch with them on that. And, you know, little things, too, about the big, beautiful bill, like the tips and the 65 and older get more deals now and the interest, you get right off your interest on an American-made car now. There's all kinds of new stuff. Think about it. It's our great friends over at the Patterson Tax Service. Meet with them. Do some tax planning. As Russell explains, you talk about no-brainers. This is a no-brainer for so many companies. It's our great friends at the Patterson Tax Service, PATTX.com, PatTax.com. Let me get Scott in Greenville up next, 654-ROAR. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for hanging on, buddy. How you doing?
Mickey.
Yes, sir.
I just turned you on this morning, man.
Where you been?
And did I hear people complaining about Dennis Love?
Well, no. The thing is,
Did I mishear that?
No, one call about an internal hire.
Oh, okay. Well, you know who Dennis Love is, don't you?
I know who he is.
You heard of him?
Yeah, I know who he is.
Oh, that's Buddy Love's brother.
Buddy Love. Don't know Buddy Love?
You know Buddy Love.
Who's Buddy?
Another professor. Ed Murphy.
Oh, I didn't know. Walk over here. You might limp back, but walk over here.
Yep.
Yeah. Come on, Cletus. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Didn't know.
Hey, I ain't got to call in since the game Saturday, and we got lucky, man. I'm thankful for the W. But if them boys knew how to catch a pass.
What's crazy is, because I listened to Gus Malzahn after the game, I listened to his press conference yesterday, I listened to Mike Norvell. Like, they caught the football extremely well all year long. And Saturday night, they decided to drop it. Thank goodness they did. But they had drops.
Oh, yeah.
And you don't know why or how. And but other thing is, and I was listening to the War Chant guys talk about it, like, if you're a mentally tough football team, when you have to make the catch, you make the catch. Indiana made the two catches on the final drive. And Florida State didn't make their catches. And so that's one of those mental toughness things, too. But it's weird to say that all year long you catch the football, and in one game you decide to drop them and it ends up maybe costing the game.
And in years past against Florida, I mean, I know it hadn't been the last, I don't know, 9 or 10 years, but, you know, before that, Florida State made all the plays. You know, Mr. No Name would come in and wear us out. And but thankful for the W. You know, we just got a few more weeks left. I don't know what the future holds, man. Friday night in Louisville scares me to death. Them coming off a loss, they're going to be mad. I don't know that they're any good, but at the same time, we're not that good either. So it's going to be interesting to see how we do. But we need a W there, and then I guess we got to count. Go back to the days of counting the young teams, or the Furmans to get us bowl eligible.
Yeah, they don't
take care of business that last week too. So.
All of those count now, which gets you all that, and bowl eligibility should never really be in question with a program like this. But I guess if you got to count them, you got to count them. Let me push back on one thing though. I don't this whole thing about well they're gonna be mad now. Well, they should be mad going into last week. I'd rather play a team coming off of a loss than come off of a win. Because
I don't know, man.
Let me say, because first of all, you should have been mad before. Like you're the one that lost, let yourself down. But I think that when you lose, doubt creeps in, and finger pointing creeps in. And, the momentum creeps in. I'd rather play a team, you can be mad all you want, but you first of all, you lost a game, so you're not perfect. And second of all, like I said, you got them doubting your head now. And you might be doubting right. The other side of the ball and finger pointing and all that kind of stuff. So
but when you're up at the top of the – I mean, they only had one conference loss coming into that game, and that hurts them really bad in the grand scheme of things. I don't know how all those tiebreakers.
We can say this now too, that they don't control their own destiny though, whereas before they did. So now they need help, right? So now they're 4-2 in the league, and now they've got ahead of them Georgia Tech and Virginia, Pittsburgh, and SMU and Duke. All those teams only have one loss. So now it's like, well, they knew going in, like they control their own destiny maybe going into the thing. And so I don't buy it. I'd rather play a team.
What do we want, Mickey? We're out of it. What do we want? Do we want to see a Virginia Georgia Tech championship game or a Virginia Duke?
If I commented on that, then I'd feel like SEC fan. I don't pull for any of those teams.
I don't pull for them either, but I don't have a choice in this matter here. I mean, if we're going to watch it, but I'd like to see Tony Elliott get there.
Yeah, Tony Elliott, who you pull for.
And I'd like to see that, but I'm not necessarily pulling for them. But it's going to happen. But I don't like Miami, man. I get tired of the crystal ball crap.
Well, they're only 3-2 in the league right now, so I don't think you have to worry about them compared to the other. There's five one loss teams, and so maybe two of those can make it through with only one loss.
Yep, we'll see what happens. But anyway, all right, man. Got some other stuff, but I'll hold it for another day.
All right, buddy. Sounds good. I want to – speaking of hold it for another day, I want to run this by you quickly, Will. This is my Brad Hughes going extra mile, 292-3001. Brad Hughes at allstate.com, bradhughesinsurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Thanks to Brad Hughes and the Allstate Insurance Agency. Quickly, get in touch with Brad. He can help you out, and no doubt about that. No one will be able to help you like this. So remember when Chad Morris was here? Remember we talked about you got to run 80 plays, and go, got to go all the time. And sometimes you run 90 plays. Sometimes clips ran over 100 plays in a game. The clock rules have changed a lot through all that. But, as defenses, I told you there's only – right now, there's only two teams that average 500 yards a game. We were talking about 40 points and 500 yards. Do you know how many teams are averaging 80 plays per game right now in college football?
Well, I know at least one.
Who's that?
Well, you told me over the break. ECU.
ECU.
Are there any more?
No, ECU doesn't even do it. ECU leads the country in plays per game.
And it's not 80.
It's not 80.
Wow.
ECU has run 717 plays in 9 games. And that works out That works out to 79.
Seven and a half. 79. Okay, almost 8.
Yeah, almost 79 plays a game. The team that's run the most, Ole Miss has run the most plays this year. In 10 games, they've run 740 plays, but that's 74 plays per game. And so nobody averages that. And at the same time, so like yards per game, there are only two that average. Tennessee averages 504 and Southern Cal 503. Those are the only two teams that average 500 yards per game now. And as far as points per game, as far as the scoring per game, right now there's five teams that average 40 points a game. South Florida, Texas Tech, Tennessee, North Texas, and Indiana are the only teams that average 40 points a game. So with that said, the only teams, bear with me one more time here, that average 40 points, Indiana, North Texas, Tennessee, Texas Tech, South Florida. Let me get total offense one more time. Total offense. Tennessee is the only team in the country that averages 500 yards and 40 points a game.
Wow.
I mean, that was a standard for the longest time there. My point is that, you know why teams are – first of all, the clocks change. The other thing is people aren't running no huddle as much because what happened in the Florida State game. I'm going to go over quickly here. Florida State had the offensive pass interference on 3rd and 1, and the reason is because they signaled in a play to go fast under Malzahn. Well, the wide receiver, with the signal he got was a run, so he was blocking downfield while the play went right in front of him. And so the misconstrued sign there, he had the wrong sign.
Makes sense, yeah. It's so tough.
And everybody's stealing signs. Everything about Venables now, stealing signs. Everybody's stealing signs.
And everybody's getting 1 year in each offensive program.
Right. Yeah. So teams are huddling more now. Skip the music. 2 minutes, Joe. What do you have?
Got a doubleheader for Clemson basketball tonight. Clemson women's basketball at South Carolina, 6 p.m. That's internet only. You can find that on the Clemson app as well. And a 6:30 p.m. pregame start for your men's Clemson basketball hosting Morehead State.
Eric Newton.com for all real estate needs. EricNewton.com. Get in touch with him. No one can help you out in the Clemson area like EricNewton.com. Last year, this time last year, or a little earlier last year, South Carolina beat Texas A&M 44-20. They had over 500 yards, 530 yards and 350 yards. Here we are a year later. A&M's ranked 3rd in the country. South Carolina's 3-6. Crazy, crazy times in college football. Let me thank Dr. Milt Louder, Amplus.com, Tony Morrell, TheBigSpur.com. Great job, Will Clanton. Have a great week. Up next to my favorite people, Faxton and John. Have a wonderful day. Most importantly, tune in tomorrow. That's when we'll see you right here on the radio.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
Hey, it's the